You'd base on the base. Let's start from a little bit further up to get a flying start. Let's start from the tiny Rebbe Shimon Elozer. You see, the tiny Rebbe Shimon Elozer, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. This little asterisk next to Rebbe Shimon Elozer. The tiny Rebbe Shimon Elozer, Rebbe Shimon Elozer, Rebbe Shimon Elozer says, name Rebbe Meir, Ap Shtar Ayidei Achirim. By Shtar, the Shtar has to be given to other people. Lo Ayidei Atmo. Not on his own. In other words, the Shtar doesn't go to him directly. Now, obviously, it's not clear what kind of Shtar we're talking about. If it's a get shichur, it should go to the Eved himself, right? Obviously, the Eved himself should get the release directly, just like a woman gets the get directly. So, it's a little bit difficult what exactly we're talking about. But I don't know. I don't know how to reconcile, how to interpret it. But the push-up shot here is that Taka, the Shtar Shichur, goes to other people, not to the Eved himself. Ma'ubishtar ayidei acherim. Ma'ubishtar ayidei acherim lo ayidei atzmo. What does it mean? By Shtar, when released by documents, via others, not via himself. Does not mean lo rabo no sin Shtar lachem shiyetze avdo lecherus. The master gives the bill of release to others so that his Eved go free. Afalcha, so too, the rabo no sin kesev lachem. The master gives the money to other people, shiyetze avdo lecherus, in order his slave should go free. And again, according to the Ritbaz, that means that the giving of the money in and of itself to somebody else releases the slave. According to the Shai Teres Yitzro, means the master gives the money to another person who then pays the master back with that money in order to get the slave released. And I prefer the Shai Teres Yitzro's shot. Rabbi Avun said, Asya Karebi. Now, I'm going to interpret this according to Shai Teres, Shai Teres Yitzro, as well. So this is that which you have to give the money to another individual, not to Evan himself. Why can't you give the money to Evan himself? Give the money to the Evan, and the Evan will give you back the money and buy himself out, right? So why doesn't that work? Why could the Evan get the money from the master and then use the money to release himself? What? Okay, so that's like Rebbe, so we'll see. To Rebbe Amar, Rebbe said, "Adam Meshacher Chatzi Avdo." A person can release half of his slave. Such a tremendous chiddush, because obviously the simple understanding is that a person cannot release half of his slave, right? How can you release half of your slave and not the other half? Rabbanon, Adam Meshacher Chatzi Avdo. Rabbis hold you can't release half of your slave, says Mar Islam. They hold you can. But only by Evet Rishut, if two of you own the slave together, one of the parts can release the slave. Avo Evet Shekulo Shelo, but an Evet who's entirely yours, you can't. Why can't you release the slave? So Shaniu, because release, I might release half of it. Shaniu Shu Zochem Yimino Lismola. If you give half of him, give him half of himself, it's like giving from his right hand to his left hand. I mean, it's in other words, it's you have to release him to another party, right? And he remains your avid. So therefore, it's like releasing him from the right hand to the left. That's me adjusting, right? Now the Bavli argues on this reason. Bavli gives a different reason. The Bavli says theoretically it should work. Why it doesn't work? Because we learn that from a woman. Just like you can't divorce half a woman, you can't divorce half an Eved. And the Yor Sameach wants to say that there are basic differences between the two perspectives. There'll be a ramification later on, Daf Yudalit. But also, according to the Yushal Bavli, it seems like the concept of Gitov Yodim Boim Ka'achas, that when he's released, simultaneously becomes an entity, can even work when you release half a slave. The average release becomes an independent entity. According to the Yerushalmi, you can't be. There's no such thing as a half an entity. Either you're an entity or you're not an entity. And that's why it goes from your right hand to your, like going from the right hand to the left hand. Okay, so that's my machlokas and svara. as to what's going on here. Okay? So says the Gemara, Take. That's a good svara the rabbis came up with. Later, Rebbe, doesn't Rebbe hold to this shortcoming? That's like, give me your right hand to your left hand. Islay, he says, yes, that's a problem. Bimizakilo, Islay, semicolon. He held that problem. Here, Bimizakilo, I deachir. Even for Rebbe, you can release after your slave. It's only if you were mizaket the half a slave to another outside party, say, listen, bizoicha and half of him for himself. So the Evan himself cannot be zoicha and a half, because the only way to do it is by releasing a half to the custody of somebody else, who of course is not his new master, but requires him in order to free him. So the other party releases him. Oh, yeah. You're right, but it's not a two-stage process, right? It's a simultaneous process. That's true. It could work like that. But it is simultaneous, okay? Says the Gemara, now, V'leisli Rabbanan b'mezakaloi de'acher. Why don't the rabbis hold that it can be mezakah through somebody else? It's a good slogan. The rabbis should agree to that as well. So here comes the principle which we were leading up to the whole time. A new principle, a new principle. Simon Rabbanan, the rabbis hold, how royal is kosei de'atmo, if you could do it yourself, royal is kosei de'achin, then somebody could do it on your behalf. It's like shlichus. Anything you could do, somebody could do it on your behalf. But she'en royal is kosei de'atmo, here the Eved can't do it himself, right? So you can't circumvent that problem by bringing in a third party. Right? The third party can only be as good as the Evan himself. If the Evan himself can't do it, so then the third party can't do it. Okay? Yeah, something like that. But it's not exactly the same thing, but it's like amigo, you know. If I could do it, I could farm it out to somebody else to do it. But here, since I can't do it, I can't farm it out to somebody else. So that's it. If Shane Roy was close to the answer, Roy was close to the answer. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Alpha Bishay Royal is Kosai De Atmo. No, you can. It's not real Shlichus. Through the Machlokas later on, Kedushim, Shlichus like Shlichus or Shlichus something else. Right? So it's not like Shlichus. You can delegate, or it's not delegation, but rather the third party can assume more authority than the individual himself. But even though the Eved does not have the authority to be Zoche in half of himself, because it's like right hand to left hand, a third party eliminates that difficulty according to Rebbe and can't do it on his behalf. Okay? So that's Rebbe's svar. Abishai Roy is close to the Atzim, Roy is close to the Echir. Now, Rabbi Avun had said that when it said in the previous Braisa, Rishon Men Elazar's Chiddush, that an Eved can't get his Shtar Shukr himself, but somebody else can get it for him. That Rebbe Avun says, like this sort of Rebbe. Because like Rabbanan doesn't wash. Like Rabbanan, either you can get it yourself or nobody can get it for you, right? But like Rebbe, even if you can't get it yourself, somebody else can get it for you. So that statement of Rebbe Shimon Elazar and Aaron Ramir is consistent with this sort of Rebbe. Okay? This is a new case, a very interesting one. He beats a mitzia. He picked up a mitzia. V'amar, he said, Shai Teresel changed to Almanas. Same idea. I'm picking up by the condition. She'ez kebo ani v'lo rabbi. I'm an Eved, but I'm only picking it for my own benefit. I'm not picking up for my master's benefits. Only for myself. Right. So Al Korcha Zocha Huvarabo. Al Korcha, it is his, and his means it becomes his master's. In other words, it's not a partnership between the two of them. Rather, it's his and it's his master's as a result. Okay? Or perhaps, maybe not. It's only one side. Perhaps O Zocho Bo Huvelo Rabo. Perhaps. That's not true. Perhaps, in fact, there is such a thing. That's our question. Now, It's obviously a very strange question, because kor mash kor ne'eved kor ne'rab, whatever a master gets, a slave gets, a master gets. So the question is so the way the Shatter so wants to make it more relevant is that Rabbi Meir said previously, well, I should start with Rabbanan. Rabbanan say that that an Eved can get his own Shtar Shichur, or his own Kesef, right? He can get money and redeem himself with the money. Rabbi Meir said other people have to redeem money. So the Rabbi Shai Terzo wants to, you know, according to Rabbanan, well, that the master can give the slave himself money, and the slave can then redeem himself. He is a separate entity. Sham Yol is pointed out he's a separate entity. Not like the Bavli. We always know the Bavli, Mashkon Eved Kon Rabo. No. Shami says if we can give him the money in order to redeem himself, that means he's a separate entity. According to Meir, says the money can't go to him. It can only go to other people, third parties who can then redeem him. So according to them, we have the question, what about where the guy remains in Eved, right? Does do I say, in this case over here, do I say, is the fact that the Acherim must get the money in order to redeem it indicate that he can never acquire something to himself? Or perhaps there is some way when it's that he can acquire money for himself. What it is, we don't know, but maybe there is some way. So again, according to Rabbanan, the way the Shai Torah Yisrael explains it, for sure an Eved, according to Ushalmi, can be Zolcha for himself. He can't, just like he can get money from his master in order to redeem himself. Colonel Mayo says he can't get money from his master to redeem himself. Perhaps there's some way to salvage this case, however, which Ushami is grasping for, where he can acquire a Metzia for himself and not for his master.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be, you're right, but what I was thinking is slightly different. I was thinking that the Bavli holds of the concept of Gita V'yodah Boim Kachas. Right, simultaneously, an Eved gets his get and becomes an entity. So therefore, the Bavli holds, we always say, Mashkon Eved Kon Rabo. Hi, he can get money at the end. I'm not sure, maybe this is what you're saying. Hi, he can get money at the end in order to acquire himself. But that's because this is the process of release. But until then, he's not an illegal entity in and of itself at all. Okay, that's what you're saying. Whereas according to the Yushalmi doesn't recognize this Gita V'yodah Boim Kachas. Yushalmi says, if you can get money to redeem himself, unless he has elements of his own identity. If his elements of his own identity, then he could acquire Metzia for himself. The question is, however, is that true according to Rabbi Meir, who says he cannot redeem himself? So what about acquiring a Metzia for himself? Okay, more or less the same thing. Okay, so it says, Nishmina Minada. Let's learn from here. Hamudu Anoim Mechasonim. You are forsworn from getting benefit to your son-in-law, right? But you want to give to your daughter most, you want to give her money, nevertheless, right? Happens all the time. I'm Reluai Sester. Hare Mos Halamos Ailun Nasuni Lach Matana. They're giving to you as a gift. Uvach Loyel Balech, as long as your husband, that fink, does not have any rishus ben, does not have any jurisdiction over them. Elamachoat no senes lepich. She asks, you take it and you put it in your own mouth, he doesn't get anything. So you effectively sever the wife from the husband in terms of this nether, right? Now, Tani, there's a brayzer that says that he has to add on the following. He has to say, v'lo lech. Say, it's not even yours. It's not his. It's not yours, it's mine, till you put it into your mouth. Okay? Amrei Vizir, Ma Taniv Lo Lech. Who says it's got to say that it's not only is it not your husband's, but it's even not yours? Rabbi Meir? It must be Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, Avid Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbo, Just like Rameh holds, Yad Eved is Giyad Rabba, the master, the slave is like the master. So too, he must hold that Yad, the same thing, we can put in the words, we just say it outside, that Yad Ish or Giyad Bailo, right? So there's no such thing as telling her, it's only yours and not his. No, it's meaningless. The only way to do it is to say it's not yours either. Until you put it through your mouth, it's mine. That's the only way to make it work. Okay? Bim Matona, right? So Bim Matona and the same thing by Yadi Shokiyabawa. So therefore it has to be, if that's the case, by the Eved, who picks up a Matia for himself, it's a meaningless gesture, right? He has no, there is no self, right? Says Gemara, Krabi Meir, who Yad Isha Kiyad Ba'ala B'Metzio. So the same thing is true that, I would like to say like this, I add in a few words here. Krabi Meir, Yad Isha Kiyad Ba'ala, and who Yad Eved B'Yad Kiyad Rabo. I'm sorry. Yeah, I punctuated wrong. That's why I got confused. The mayor of a yad of a yad of a kiyad rabba of a matana krabi mayor, right? Comma, right? On the other hand, who yad isho kiyad ba'ala and yad evit kiyad rabba, either we throw in the words or not, kirabana. In other words, the rabbis might not necessarily go that, might say the opposite. That, maybe by the rabbis might contend, just like the slave can the rabbis can contend, just like the slave can get money to release himself, so too the woman can get something on her own, right? Because it means separate entities, and even without saying lo lech. Kurnei Meir, you have to say lo lech. You, the wife, don't have any jurisdiction over that. And since by Matzio you can't say that, so the Matzio automatically goes to the master, because there's nobody to say it in that case, right? You find something hefty. Whereas as Rabban Hold, the exact opposite. Rabban Hold, no. You can give something even to your daughter without giving it to her husband, right? Even without saying lo lech. It can go to her and not get to the husband. So say that even Evan finds something, he can keep it and not necessarily give it to his master. Okay? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, Kumi Rabbi Mona, for Rabbi Mona. Wait a minute. Shani Oi. This is different. Shukizoch Amidas Acher. Because here, there's somebody else's Das here. Now, means perhaps here, now, what he's saying is kind of strange, and Mark's immediately going to reject it. What he's saying here is, perhaps the reason why you have to say lo lech to the daughter is because the woman is not independent to decide on how the kinyan's going to work. In other words, she has a correspondence to you. So that's why you have to, she has to hear from you what you want to be the terms, right? So maybe there you have to say lo lech, and otherwise it's not a valid. It's going to go to the husband. Whereas by an eved who's picking up on his own, so maybe he can shape the destiny of this object on his own. Maybe there's no, maybe we could say that even though we're a father is giving something to his daughter, he has to say lo lech in order to eliminate any ambiguity as to his intent. In a case where the Evan is picking up something on his own, so there is no ambiguity. Whatever the Evan wants, that's what goes. So maybe we could say that by Isha it's actually more severe than by Evan. Right? Just, the Moira's mean they're going to reject that. Moira says the exact opposite. Says Marmalev lo koshkeni, on the contrary, it's certainly the Shmi the other way. Ma im shiyi kizochim idas acher. If she, where she's getting it from someone else who can shape it, and obviously wants to shape it, keep it away from the husband, atoy may you say, zochi shazocha bailo, unless he says lo lech, unless he says not yours either, we say that the wife acquires, the husband acquires. Khan, here, where there's nobody to shape his kinyan, shukazoichem midas atzmo, the acquired on his own. And there, certainly, if a case of the wife, you have to say lo lach, even though you, the father, obviously don't want the husband to have a part in it, nevertheless, you have to qualify even more and say even the wife doesn't have a part of it. Certainly, in a case where there's nobody to make a qualification, because he had it on his own, for sure the master gets it from the slave, which is much more reasonable, that's much more the way we expect it to be. Okay, that's the end of that sugya. Says more, wait a minute, on our Mishnah. This is a new issue. It said how an Eved goes out of Avdus. Why does it say that if you knock off an Eved Kanani, one of the limbs which cannot be replaced, no shein or nine, a tooth or nine, that he goes free with that? Why is it mentioned that by Eved Kanani? Right? What? No, we talk about Eved Kanani. Shtar Shichur, we talk about Eved Kanani. And the mission of Eved Kanani, halacha again, was Eved Kanani. So why don't we mention Rosh Yevorim Shein Mechozi? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Maria said, Mimnei Machlokas, because the following Machlokas, which the mission didn't want to get involved in. He's tiny, tiny, those who are in Torah get Shichur. That even though you knocked out his eye or his tooth or one of the other heads and limbs, you still need a bill of release, Shtar Shichur. He's taunting that those who said ain't so Shtar Shichur. Since the mission didn't want to get involved in it, so the mission didn't mention the case at all. Okay? Pshita, man, now, here's a. That was all like a parenthetical remark, a very strange, it's a strange parenthetical remark, because now we go back to the previous sugya. But I want to tell you something interesting, which I saw in the Ur Sameach today. Ur Sameach, Peher Kei Vilchus Avonim says, there's such a concept of locha as an Eved Kanani, and then there's a concept of an Eved Goy. Eved Kanani is one that had a partial conversion. An Eved Goy never had a conversion. A Bidin, you're not supposed to have an Eved Goy for more than 12 months. But, you know, there are exceptions to the rule. Sessions of mind is that we have no Eved Kanani. So what happens if you have an Eved Goy? So that he says, even according to the, even if we hold an Eved Kanani can get a Shtar Shichur, an Eved Goy can't. You know why? Because the Shtar Shichur, if we say the Eved himself can receive it, it's because it's like a get. And an Eved Kanani is like a woman who receives a get, right? But an Eved Goy, he has no mitzvahs. He's not like a woman. He's not in the Shaykh parish of get at all. So the only way he can go free is by a money, by being brought out by somebody else. It's an interesting distinction. Okay, it's not really related to this, but the Ur Sameach brings it down in this kind of, about this Gemara. Okay, Pshita. Going back to the previous topic of the extent of the independent identity of the Eved. Pshito she'Eved mekabel matona me'acher l'acher. An Eved can receive a gift from a third party to another third party. If Ruvi wants to give Shimon a gift, they can use Levi's Eved as the conduit for that gift. But Ruvi can say to Levi's Eved, here, you acquire this for Shimon's behalf. What? Right. That's allowed to do. That's why it works. Right. It's allowed to transfer. That's why it's okay. Right. So it's okay. Okay. That's true. That's pshita. Mar said it's partial that it works. Right. Me'achel rabo. He also can accept from another person on behalf of his master. Me'rabo la'atzmo lo. He can't accept from his rebbe to himself. Because it goes back around and again, right? His master gives him a gift, so master gets it back, right? Boomerangs. However, that's all that's partial. What's the case which is an issue? May Achelatz, somebody else wants to give this slave a gift. That was a continuation. It's similar to my Bia Metzia, right? Except it's better because here somebody else is giving it to the slave. So that makes it better. Like a father giving his daughter a gift and trying to avoid the husband. Okay? So what's the case and what's the issue over there? Machlokas are may allow Machachon, it's Machlokas. Omer, if a guy says to an Eved, this is a Braisa, you say to an Eved, Eilucha Kesef Zeh, here's your this money, Shlo Yel Rabcha Rishus Boy, in order that your master should not have any jurisdiction over them, Zocha Eved, it doesn't work. The Eved Zoycheded, and Zocha Rabbo, and the master Zoycheded, Dim Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's good sister, Rabbi Meir said, you can't give your slave money for him to buy his freedom, right? Here too, if you give a slave something, a gift, you say, it's for you, not for your master, meaningless gesture. Doesn't do any good. Chachon consistent with their shita before that you can't give the slave money to buy himself out. Chorim zocho eved, the eved acquires it, and lo zocho rabbo. Rather, the master's not getting it. Matzi chale, what is our shayla? What can we ask? May rabbo la'achir. What about, can his master give the eved a gift to acquire on behalf of somebody else? And even Chorim Meir, this is a shayla. You can't give the Eved something for himself. But what about, can you give the Eved something that he should acquire for a third party? The master giving the Eved an object to acquire for on behalf of a third party. Does that work or not? So this is actually the precedence for this. Kshem Shevet Zochem Me'achel Rabbo, the way they say, just like a Eved acquires from somebody else on behalf of his master, Kachu Zoichem Mirabel Achus Otsukibiab, which means he acquired from his master on behalf of somebody else. Do we say that or not? So Nishmini Miradon. Let's look out from here. Hashoyalus Aponosam, you borrows a cow. Vishuchalo, and the lender sends the cow to the borrower, Biad Avdo, Biad Beno, Biad Shlucho, in the hands of his own slave, the lender's slave, his own and his agent, or his own son, and this is actually shorthand, but this is what it says over there in Baba Metzia. It says that Baba Metzia is that from the moment my slave begins bringing you my cow, which you intend to borrow, you're chayv an agent, which happens to the cow. Your shovel, your bar, your chayv even owns it. Right. So what do we see here? That my eved can be mezoiche in the cow for you. Right? Which is one potential resolution of our query from before. Not the intuitive one, but it seems to be a potential resolution, right? Yeah, I know you want to think that. Okay, but here we see fakir, right? We see the opposite. So there's more, no, not necessarily. So there's more, it's not necessarily proof. All's not lost. First, more than one, though, let's say, Adam Rast, Tisha, Shevet, Zochem, Rabbi Lacher. The Eved acquired slave from his master, from somebody else. On Rabbi Lezer, said, not necessarily. Tipat, the Eved Ivri. Maybe it's about where I sent it to you through my Eved Ivri. Of course, my Eved Ivri is a Jew, he can be your Shliach. Eved Kanani perhaps cannot, but Eved Ivri can. I don't like that answer so much, Rabbi Lezer's answer. Rabbi Yochanan's answer I like more. On Rabbi Yochanan, Tiftarini be Eved Kanani. It's even going to be talking about I sent to you with my Eved Kanani. Tipater be Omer Lo, but you, the borrower, took your gamble. You said, I'm willing to open your gate and send him out to me. He'll walk over the cow on his own. So the fact they said it with my Eved doesn't detract. It was a favor to you that instead of sending on its own, and you being Makabal Christ immediately when it left my barnyard, that I sent it with my Eved. But in fact, your Chayav owns in the moment my Eved shepherds it out of the gate. Okay? Which is cute. Utsnina. And we learned that works. That because Yidigo b'mashicha, if you conduct the animal just by pulling it, or karla ba, or you called it, and it came towards you, even if you haven't actually taken possession of it, mitzchayev b'kashor from that point on, you can immediately be chayev as a shor. Rabbi Zir Shem Levin had thought, Rabbi Zir wants to learn out from here whether an eved can acquire on behalf of others. And the interesting proof, it's a proof of eruvin. An eruv, the halacha is, if I want to make an eruv, an eruv tavshil, an eruv chatzeret, an eruv tchumim for you, I have to be mitzaki to you, the eruv. I have to give the loaves to somebody else and say, acquire these loaves on behalf of Pliny, right? Otherwise it doesn't work for other people. So it says, Avol Eino Mezakeh, I cannot bestow upon you a portion by giving it Loide Beno to my son, Upito, my daughter Akhtanim, which are minors, Loide Avdo, nor can I give it to my slave, Vishivchoso, or female slave, Akhtanim, who are not Jewish, because their hand is like my hand, so it's not giving it to a third party. Hadoa Marah, this teacher has, Shaina Evid Zoichem and Rabbul Acher. The teacher has said, Evid cannot acquire from his master somebody else. That's why I can't give it to my Evid to acquire it on your behalf. Says more, no, not necessarily. Depart the crime mayor. Maybe this permission is going to the crime mayor. Crime mayor, Evid Yad Evid Yad Rabbul. Crime mayor, Taka says, the slave, the hand of the slave is like the hand of the master. Our question, according to Rabbanon, says the Gemara, wait a minute, Vatani Ishto, this is a question, right? Yeah, Vatani Ishto, wait a minute, doesn't say that you can give it via your wife, but I can give it to my wife to be Zoich on your behalf, right? So it says the wife does work. So how could this work? That can be a good mayor. So the mayor says a woman is like a slave. She can't be mazaka for somebody else. There's more note. It's my chokas are mayor what he held about wives. He brought the girl to Tani. Maybe this person is going like this Tani. The Tani learned Ishto ain't putting on Meister Shani. Your wife, if she's redeemed on Meister Shani, she can't redeem without paying the extra fifth. She can redeem it, but when ever an owner redeems my shen, he has to add on extra 50, extra 20%. So if your wife redeems your my shen on your behalf, she still has to add on the extra 20% for your behalf, because she's the same legal entity as yourself, right? Bruyer, right. Without paying extra fifth. So I could redeem it without paying the extra fifth. So according to Shimon ben Elazar, the wife is not like her man or her husband. This Mishnah, an Erevin which says that a wife can acquire the Erevin on behalf of a third party. Or the Tani to our mayor, it's going to like the Rabbi Shimon laws are in right there. Who are the Yad Evid Kiyad Rabbul, says the hand of the slaves like that, and the master, but the low Yad Isha Kabbalah, was a wife's hand is not like her husband's hand. Okay? Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochan both said, the envoy makes sense. She used to have the Evid is Zoicha, acquires Beget Shichur. Sheesh lo get shichur. He can acquire get shichur for a third party, not just for himself. I give an eved a get shichur and say, you acquire this get shichur for another slave. Why? Because since it's avodim who get kitei shichur, so you have to be on the same plane as the other eved. So all avodim are on the same plane. And eved is not on the same plane as a free man, so he can't do things for a free man. But he can be a shliach for another slave.
Are you for vacation.
Okay. Sorry. Yes, I wasn't concentrated.
Yeah.
If the error is giving you as a Shia for the other error, is the Shia for the
No, he's a Shliach Kabbalah. Hey, he might not be technically a Shliach Kabbalah, you're right. He's a Shliach Havor. I was like, yeah, you're a Shliach Halacha. Yeah, it's good for the master. Okay, he's a Shliach Halacha, but that doesn't matter. Because since he's in the parsha of Shiget Shichur, he can do it. Just like the Shliach Kabbalah can be a woman. A Shliach Halacha can be a woman, doesn't have to be a man. So it's like giving a woman a gift to bring to another woman. Same idea. That is finished. So it says from Vayizkabedikisha, he can't bring a gift for a woman, Sheinlo Gedisha, because he's not in the parish of Gedisha, because Havad among themselves don't have marriage, right? In Tamar Masni, so if you want to ask me, what do you be Mechadish? It's already Mishnah. I know a Mishnah like that. What's the Mishnah? It says, Hareach Shivchav, you say to a woman, you remain a slave. Vladich ben Chorim, but I'm making your fetus free. I don't know why it's not a Dormishal Balon problem, but there isn't. So Imoy So Bora, she's Kaka pregnant. Zochaslo, she acquires the freedom on behalf of her fetus. So we see here explicitly in this Mishnah that one Eved, the mother, can acquire a get shichur on behalf of another Eved, in this case, her own fetus, right? So what was Rabbi Yochanan being mechadish? So as Gemara, no, there it's different. That's talking about a chiddush, but my case a chiddush, because Ubara also so kechon me'evareh. Her fetus is like one of her limbs. And therefore, she's not accepting on behalf of the fetus. It's she accepting it, right? Now, of course, what it's going to bring up later, this is only like Rebbe hold, you can release half a slave, right? But she's not accepting it for the fetus. She's accepting it as herself. Because the upar is part of herself. Okay? So that's not a right. Now, Rebbe Barbach and Rebbe Yochanan argues. He says, Rabbi Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Nirvoyim Shekibel Eved Get Shichur. And Eved can only accept his own Get Shichur. Va'ali Kabel Get Kamsid, he can't accept the Get of a fellow slave. He argues. Says, Eved can only accept his own Get Shichur, not anybody else's. Ah, Itaver Mishnah Kodemis. Maybe you'll say the previous Mishnah argues on me. That would argue. Because it says, Harei Ad Shivcha. If you say to a woman, you remain slave, Vladech Ben Chorim, and your fetus will be free. Imaisu Bara Zocholo. If she's pregnant, she acquires it on his behalf. And the Chorim, we see here that you can be Zoicha to another slave, because she's Zoicha for a fetus. Again, the same answer. There also she's not receiving for somebody else's behalf because her fetus is like it's part of her. And again, according to the assumption, they can release half a slave. Okay? Play the Shivchasi. Osani Loksav Shlotishtami. It's an interesting case. A person was dying. He said before he dies, I'm going to write out a Shtar Shichur for my slave. But he died without having actually done it. Okay? So he declared his intent, but didn't actually do it. What? Yes. So it doesn't matter, because Shchimira only works for Dinim Mammis. Avadim is not, you know, it has elements of Isra, because we need to get Shichur, we need a bill of release. Okay? So they didn't write it. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, they brought the kid to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lo, so he said, lo kovim mena l'shabed should be bought. They can't make her work anymore. She doesn't go free, but they can't make her work. But now mine. What about her kids? Any kids she has subsequently? No. Avadi. They're avadi. That's the more, if that's the case, ma should be shichrer. bar. What did he release in her? So Maisie Odea, he released her from work, but he didn't release her from slavery. Okay? He didn't get around to it. Maybe had he gotten around to it. But what he said is he intended to release her. He didn't even say that. He said he intended no longer to subjugate her. So he said, Mitzvah kind of Mace can't subjugate her anymore. But her status as a slave, she doesn't lose. And, of course, the heirs are not required, they're not obligated to write a bill of release if the father did not get around to it. Okay? Right, she just cost them money. But maybe she has a lot of kids. Right, or she could have a lot of kids. You know, for stud. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yossi, Tarvei, and Omri. Rabbi Abba and Yossi both said, the Rebbe. This goes back on the pregnant case, right? I think it's going back in the pregnant case, but maybe it's going in this case as well. That you release, it could be going in this case as well. If you wasn't meant to release her just from Maisi or dying, is she slavish or not? So it's like Rebbe, the Rebbe Omar, or the Mishara Chatzi Abdo. Maybe say release happy slave. So sometimes you release horizontally, meaning half of it, sometimes vertically, meaning you release her from part of her obligation. So it's interesting, it's not just mitzvah kind of different image, but she actually has now a partial freedom in that she no longer has to work. Okay? Says the Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yossi, Tarvei, and Rami, if you own all of your property, so both here and Avodin simultaneously, they both go free, because you didn't retain any ownership. But each have rights over each other, because of Brera, right? It's not clarified who gets what. So therefore, they each have to release each other. They both go free, but they each have to release each other. Rabbi Yehuda Chaim Shmuel, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yochanan said, that's only the Rebbe. So the Rebbe Omar, Adam Shachar Chatzi Abdo. This Rebbe said that you can release half of your slave. Because here, if each one has to release the other one, so the master only released half and gave the other half to the other guy, right? So if that's the case, the master's only leaving half of each slave and relinquishing the other half for the other person's release. So that will work quite the Rebbe. I'm Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Zira said to Rabbi Adam, Rosh Evet Zochem Rabba Lachem. This Lichora teaches us that a person can acquire from his master on behalf of somebody else. Because here, each Evet is acquiring himself with the intent of being Meshabi to himself to the other person. Right? In other words, the master is saying, I'm giving you all my property. But what it really means is you both simultaneously is it's giving us half his property through Evan number one to Evan number two, and half his property through Evan number two to Evan number one. Because that's the way it works. So Adam Rasha Amalaysi said, Tapas you down now, Matsummer. No. What do you think? That's a two-step process. First, they're zoche the property for each other, and then they go free. No, it's ka'achas. Elokachas. Avodi v'nechosim yotzu cheres. They go out simultaneously. Which, right? It's not like that. It's simultaneously. As they acquire all the property, they go free. So you don't need to have all this convolution of looking at it as two stages, half at a time. Everything occurs simultaneously. Okay, getting back to the previous case. Harayat, the opposite of the previous case. Harayat bas chayrut. You go free. Vladei chayrut. But your fetus should remain in heaven. Interesting, right? He wants to retain the rights over the womb. Or Vlado keitzibo. No such thing. Can't separate. Even Rabbi Yossi. If she's free, then the slave, then the womb is, the fetus is free. Even Rabbi Yossi agreed. Chachorim Yimei Lo Asa Klum. Klum say the opposite. Neither of them is free. Neither the mother nor the fetus. Because he retained the fetus. That's a portion of her. So she's also retained. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, Kach Bish Rabbi Yeshua Ha'ava Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua, the father of the Mishnah, it means he wrote all the prices, said, Shnei Ben Choy, they're both free. Rabbi Yami, B'Shem Rabbi Yom, said, Shnei Mavonim, they're both slaves. Okay? Now, Al-Daitin Rabbi Yechon, Nicha, Kor Rabbi Yechon, it's okay, it makes sense. Machlek is between Rabbi Yosef Lee and Chachamim. Because Rabbi Yosef Lee say that they're both free, and Chachamim say they're both slaves, right? But according to Rabbi Lazar, everybody holds they're both slaves. Both Chachamim and Rabbi Yosef Lee hold they're both slaves. No. Everybody holds they're both free. Sorry. Tanakh, Rabbi Yisrael holds they're free, and Rabbi Chachom holds they're free. Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yisrael holds they're free, and Tanakh Chachom holds they're both slaves. According to Rabbi Lez, however, everybody agrees that they're all free. So what's the machlokus over here? Elakini. Well, this is a way to read the price law. Dvor kayomim di Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael holds you can divide up. You grant a distinction between the mother and the fetus. Chachamim say, no, you can't create a distinction. And that is a machlokas. What's a machlokas? They're both free. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan said, Shnei Ravonim, they are both slaves. Now, all this, the Gilead Ephraim throws in, well, the local Rebbe is not like Rebbe. Because the Rebbe Omar, all the Meshachar Chatzi Avdo. Rebbe said, you can release half your slave. So you release half your slave, why can't you release the Ubar? The mother without the Ubar, right? Even if there must be that this going according to be that you can't it must be that you can't really this going to be you can't release half a slave. Now there's a whole discussion of Samach here if the Babli agrees with this. It seems like this Yerushalmi is like a rivet, but the Rambam argues. Rambam says you can free one without the other. And the Rador Samaf says as to whether you hold Uber Yerich Imo, Uber not Yerich Imo, too complicated for us. Halachada, Bema Gassim, a large animal, how is it acquired? Be Mesira, by giving over the rein or the collar. Ubema Dakara, and a small animal, sheep, by picking up, the red bear. Chachomim, dear man, Rabbi Lezer. They both say, Chachorim, no. They have a doctor because we should have to pick up a small animal. Could pull it also. Pulling it is sufficient. Okay? Even though you can pick up a sheep, you don't have to pick it up in order to acquire it. Rafun Amar, Ein Mosera Koine. Mosera is like Mosera. Mosera doesn't work with Nichse Agir. Obviously not. Nichse Agir, probably get after he dies. What's their status? The ger dies. Everything's after. Right, so there's no mesira, there's no giving over. Nothing can be given over, right? So v'nich seger, there's no such thing. So says more Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Bar Lezer Shaw. They ask the following question. Hoyulo asarag malin shrim zebese. You have 10 camels connected to each other. Moser lo mesir shachamay gave him the reins of one of them. Kulim Kana has acquired all of them. Olokana El Osu Shemosar Logavada, only the one which you gave over. How many acquired? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Chista Amar. It doesn't answer. So says the Gemara, Chista Amar. Meshochas Abayim Azuli Knoso. Doesn't answer yet. Acquire this animal in order to pull this animal in order to acquire it. Kana. Of course that works. Okay? Liknos vlado seha. If you said acquire, pull the animal, not to acquire the animal itself, but to acquire its fetuses. Loka. Doesn't work. Liknosa he lived the vlado seha, said acquire it and its fetuses. Kana, that works. So says more, wait a minute. Eloi mil chavero. Actually, this is a. Well, let's see. You said to a person, acquire an animal, not for the animal itself, but acquire the load upon it. Shema, the Orgillian Friday takes on the next word, which is important. Shema, kana, does it work? But I can't keep you an animal, say, I don't want you to acquire the animal, I only want you to acquire the load which is on the animal's back. Same thing with the fetuses. I can't give you the reins of the animal and say, I only want you to acquire the animal if they're the fetuses and not the animal. So it's obviously quite opinion that the fetus is lab yerech imo, right? Because of uber yerech imo, then of course you can acquire half of an animal. But if you hold that it's a separate and distinct entity within the animal, it's like you can't pull an animal in order to acquire only the load on top of it and not the animal itself. You can't pull an animal in order to acquire only the fetus and not the animal itself. Okay? Rabbi Yosef said, wait a minute. Hada. The Tamar. No. It's not true. Hada Tamar. The only time you can't acquire the fetus is if it wasn't yet pregnant. It's like Dharma Shabola. You can't acquire the womb. The womb is part and parcel of the animal. I guess you can't acquire the womb. But he wanted to Dharma Shabola mission. Of course, they're going to acquire the animal's womb, which is part of the animal. Avo imaiso bora, but if the animal's already pregnant, also, so they made it, should be ke'echa me'evareh. That's like one of the limbs. Then you talk, you can't acquire the fetus. So obviously, you hold that uber yerechimo. It's part and parcel of the mother. So that you acquire half an animal, you can pull an animal in order to acquire the fetuses which are within it. So you can pull an animal in order to acquire its four quarters or its hind quarters. Same thing, you can pull an animal in order to acquire the fetuses. Okay? Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Huna, B'Shem, Rab said, there's a couple of cool cases. Harein the nugget basko. You're pouring a bottle of wine, but you didn't actually agree to pay for it yet. Didn't stipulate a price. Pour a bottle of wine, v'imbevaza biyada, and it broke in your hands. Lo chayba, your potter. You don't have to pay. Okay? Even though you're pouring the wine, if it's a show, you're like a shomer chinam. Your potter from pay. You didn't acquire yet. Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Ben said, that's Pashut. But the Chiddush is even like this. You brought it into your store, and you're pouring the bottle in your store, your old store. He only brought it into his store in order that nobody else should take it. But he has not yet acquired it, therefore he doesn't owe the money for it. The Meshicha doesn't work in that case. Why? Because the general principle of Meshicha only works after Pisuk Dami, after you set the price. If you do Meshicha or pouring before the price is set, it's not a Kenyan. You talk, you haven't yet acquired it. Okay? Okay, let's say, so you haven't haggled on the price yet, but at least let's consider him to have acquired at the lowest possible price, right? Because he's pouring it. The following price to teach us, not even at the lowest possible price. The Tietam we learned over there. Interesting case. You got a problem. You're selling your wine to a guy. If you deliver the wine before you receive the funds, you can't accept the funds anymore. You know why? Because Kam Yain Nesach. So you have to make sure to get the money before the deal goes through. Otherwise, it's getting Hanor from Yain Nesach. Okay, it's a cute chat. So, Amach Yain Elanachri. I talked to Nora, will you say it? Yeah, okay. Amach Yain Elanachri. Plus, I can shlomo that if you set the price before the guy poured the wine, right? So then, Damutar, the psika is the Kenyan. So then, as he pours it, he's pouring his own wine, right? And therefore, it's not a problem. You're not getting an offer from Yai Nesel because he owes the money already from before Yai Nesel becomes an issue. However, if he pours the wine before you set the price, so he's pouring your wine, and then you're selling it to him after you made an osur, you're getting money from Yayin Nesach. That's no good. Okay? Yeah. Except as my eyes, the Bestam Yeno, we are Matir Bano. Because now, Goyim, we say don't really use it. But theoretically, you can tell Lachas on the books. Im Oimer Achet Tiklo B'Shar Pochas. Now, if this price, it makes no sense if you say that the Goy acquires it even without haggling, at least at the minimal price. Because then I feel more than Shlo Pochas, that even if you measure before having set the price, you ask the Kamosha Pisa, it should be as if you set the price at Shlo Moda before the pouring, but yet Amutarim should be Mutar. By virtue of the fact that it's also under those circumstances, it must be that there's no acquisition, even at the lowest possible price, unless all the haggling is done. Okay? Shmuel Amar, ain't the Nasib Bizigiso. This is a person who's carrying a vessel. And the vessel v'mischatvale, and you set the price already, and then there's something in the vessel. It was measured, so the chora, everything is said and done, and then it's grabbed. He stole the money, right? V'mischatvale should be miyode. It was grabbed out of his hand. Chayba. So you're saying, too bad. It was measured. Price was set, even though it was grabbed out of your hands. You're liable, you have to pay for it, despite the fact that you never actually enjoyed the fruits of your purchase. That's not a chiddush. This is a chiddush. Hard attainment of Tzur B'chavar said that's true in Tyre and its environs. B'kesarin in Caesarea, B'chavar said its environs. But by us, wherever he lived, no, we're Jews. Until we measure a second time, we don't trust it. So therefore, it's not a valid sale until it's measured a second time. So it's stolen between the first and second measure, I don't have to pay for it. Right? Our manner is mechazel maskula. We sell, we measure it over again. So there, until it's measured the second time, it's not considered to be a full and valid sale. It ain't over until it's over. Okay, we'll stop here.